what?
Over there.
Okay. And say if there was some trouble at a party, you'd say, the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the...
whole bunch.
Okay. And, something that, young people would go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music. You'd call that a...
dancing.
Okay. Do you remember holding dances at people's houses when you were small?
Yeah.
When would they do that? For any special occasion?
Usually on the weekends, on Saturday night maybe or something like that. Mm-hmm. I've been to them.
Would they just be in people's houses?
Right. Square dances.
Mm-hmm.
They have somebody, I have been to them when they just have somebody play the fiddle and somebody to beat the straws. They wouldn't even have a guitar.
Beat the straws?
Yeah, you never heard of it, have you?
What's that?
Somebody would take broom straw. You know what?
Uh-huh.
You know what that is?
Uh-huh.
And break them up some pieces and somebody would play the fiddle and... I mean, he had to know how to play that.
Mm-hmm.
But most anybody could beat the straw. If you take that straw and hit it on the strings of the fiddle, and it sounded like you had a guitar helping you.
Never heard of that. You say if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school.
Now?
And, after vacation, children might ask, when does school
start?
Okay. And say if a boy left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say...
played hooky.
Huh?
Played hooky.
Okay. And you go to school to get a...
education.
And after high school, you go to...
college.
And after kindergarten, you go into the...
primary, or first, or primer.
Okay. What was it called when you were small?
First grade.
Okay. Primer or primary is an old-fashioned term?
I think it would be. I've heard it, but I don't think I ever heard it at school. Maybe it was somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. And, you say, years ago children sat on benches, but now they sit at...
desk.
And each child has his own...
desk.
And, if you wanted to check out a book in town, you'd go to the...
library.
And to mail a letter.
Post office.
And you stay overnight in a strange town at a...
motel.
Or a...
hotel.
And you see a play or a movie at a...
theater.
And if you were real sick, you might have to go into the...
hospital.
And the woman that would look after you...
nurse.
And you'd catch a train at the...
railway station.
Okay. And, say if there was a vacant lot at the corner and you'd go across it instead of going around it on the sidewalk, you'd say you were walking.
Taking a shortcut.
Okay, is there any expression you'd use for walking sort of diagonal like that?
No, other than a shortcut.
Uh-huh. You ever heard kitty cornered or zigzag or anti-goblin or?
Yeah, I've heard of anti-goblin.
What does that mean? Is that?
Yeah, I guess that would be taking a shortcut or going around quick way or something.
Mm-hmm. And before they had buses in towns, they used to have things that run on rails and have bars overhead. They call those...
streetcars.
Okay. And you tell the bus driver, this next corner is where I want...
to get off.
And say, here in Taylor County, Perry is the...